Welcome to the Evidence-Based Chiropractor, providing you with elegant and efficient research-based content to help your practice prosper and succeed. Now get ready for a variety of dynamic communication tools designed for immediate growth, courtesy of your host, Dr. Jeff Langmaid.
Hello and welcome to the Evidence-Based Chiropractor. I am your host, Dr. Jeff Langmaid. 98% of chiropractic is BS. It was the message heard round the world this week, said by Joe Rogan. I came out with a video response that has reached over 60,000 people with over 22,000 views, and I have the audio unedited from that on this week's podcast. So what was Joe right about? What was he wrong about? And where can we set the message straight is what today is all about. So many people are not familiar with Joe and they say, who is this guy? And I say, and he's an actor, a comedian, and a host. And truth be told, some people have chuckled about that. But it is important to keep in mind that Joe has an audience of millions of people. So he is an influencer tried and true. He actually did have some great points that he brought up. But overall, there is some parts lacking in his message for sure. So coming up momentarily is the audio from my video response to Joe Rogan's 98% of chiropractic is BS, and I choose to disagree just slightly. But before we get started, I will say a couple words about Rocktape. Rockstock, have you got your tickets yet? It is coming up, Huntington Beach, California. Fun, movement, continuing education. I'm going to be interviewing people all weekend long on Facebook Live. Do yourself a favor, rocktape.com/rockstock, rocktape.com/rockstock. It is an event that you do not want to miss coming up in September, Huntington Beach, California. If you use tape, if you treat athletes, if you're interested in awesome continuing education, which I hope you are all of the above, then check it out, rocktape.com/rockstock right now. Additionally, check out the Evidence-Based Chiropractor shop. I recently put out a couple t-shirt designs. There's an Atlas design, a Natural Healer design, a Move Well and Be Well design. The t-shirts are the softest you will ever feel in your life. They look awesome on men. They look awesome on women. They are modern styled. They're soft. They're heathered. They're sweet. Check them out, theevidencebasedchiropractor.com/shop. Those shirts are up now, and people are pumped on them so far. So let me know what you think when you check them out. Shoot me an email, jeff@theevidencebasedchiropractor.com. But without further ado, here is the audio to my video response to Joe Rogan's statement that 98% of chiropractic is BS. Here it goes. Hi. Joe Rogan recently came out with a very, very viral and popular podcast and video where he said 98% of chiropractic is BS. Well, I am a chiropractor. I run the Evidence-Based Chiropractor, which is focused on chiropractic research, as well as working hand in hand every day with Johns Hopkins trained neurosurgeons and more. So I wanted to create a short video for Joe and everyone else out there, showcasing where he was right, where he might be wrong, and a few items and tips so the next time that he visits a chiropractor, he can have a better experience. So where Joe was correct, and I think that he had a lot of great points, he just was a little bit misguided. So some things that Joe was correct on is that for many medical doctors, they don't focus on preventative maintenance of the spine. They're not talking about yoga. They're not talking about proper spinal hygiene. They're not talking about ergonomics and sitting up straight and really strengthening those core muscles around the spine. Joe is 100% correct that typically medical doctors don't talk about that. Now, ironically, chiropractors are the best healthcare professionals to talk about exactly those topics. So if you are into CrossFit, if you are into staying active later in your years, if you want to have the highest quality of life, proper spinal hygiene, flexibility, and taking care of your spine under gravity is unbelievably important. But again, ironically, during Joe's 98% of chiropractic is BS, ironically, chiropractors are the best healthcare professionals to give advice directly on those topics. Also, Joe was correct. When a disc bulges or herniates, that can create a situation where that disc presses up against where a nerve travels out of the spine column. When there is compression on that nerve, if that happens in the neck, it can cause pain, numbness, tingling, and more down into the shoulders, arms, and hands. Now, if that compression, that disc pressing on the nerve, happens in the low back, he is 100% correct. That can cause pain, numbness, tingling, sciatic-like symptoms down into the buttocks and into the legs. But again, rather ironically, chiropractic has been universally promoted and stood behind as the primary treatment option, the first treatment option that you should explore if you are suffering from a bulged or herniated disc. Groups like the American College of Physicians, the American Pain Society, prestigious research journals such as Spine Journal, European Spine Journal, and more have all made the recommendations that chiropractic care, chiropractic adjustments are one of the primary and should be the first option that you seek if you happen to be suffering from a bulged or a herniated disc. Now, obviously, Joe did not have the best experience with his chiropractor, and it's not fair of me to comment specifically on his case because I don't have his medical records in front of me. But there are a few items that I think he can learn, as well as you, that can help you have the best experience the next time you visit a chiropractor. Number one is communication is key. Joe kind of said, I was treated for over a year and then I got the MRI and there was a bulging disc and I knew I had it the whole time. And that's something that certainly, I think with better communication between him and his chiropractor, he could have solved that problem. Now, if you've been treated for more than 6 or 8 weeks, if you have muscle atrophy, if you have worsening nerve pain, then absolutely an MRI may be indicated to be able to get a better look at the pathology or the problem that's causing that pain. Typically, MRIs are used, again, after there has been muscle atrophy, after there has been 6 to 8 weeks of care, or if there is worsening neurological, as we call them, reflexes, nerve pains that are becoming progressively worse, then an MRI is one of the best tools to be able to see what is going on the inside. But remember, even if that MRI comes back with a bulged or a herniated disc, quite often your best first line of defense that the research proves out time and time again is starting your care in a chiropractic office. So if you have any questions about this, please comment below. I would love to hear back what you have to say. I would also love it if Joe eventually saw this video. I would love to have a chat with him and see where I can provide value for him and more education regarding where chiropractic starts, where chiropractic stops, and what the current data says regarding the usage of chiropractic care. I hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. And there it was. That is the audio to my video response to Joe Rogan. If you want to check that out, give it a like, give it a share. Just check out the Evidence-Based Chiropractor's Facebook page. Scroll down just a little bit. I posted it maybe just a couple days ago. Check it out, like it, share it, let people know. We are, again, over 60,000 people have seen the video. Over 22,000 have kind of viewed it to completion. So it is a hot commodity right now. And I hope that I did you justice. I hope you're proud. proud of the way that I answered that. If you have any comments about it, also shoot me an email, jeff@theevidencebasedchiropractor.com. I am always available. Be sure to check out those shirts in our shop, theevidencebasedchiropractor.com/shop. The best chiropractic shirts that you are going to find, bar none. Check them out. As always, if you're interested in growing and developing your practice, if you want to make the art, the science of building relationships easy, there is no better place to do it than a membership with the Evidence-Based Chiropractor. You can also check that out on our website. I hope you have a great week in practice, and I will talk to you soon.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of the Evidence-Based Chiropractor. Learn more tips for explosive practice development at theevidencebasedchiropractor.com. You can also join the Premier MD Monthly Membership, enabling you to use what you just heard to maximize results in your office. We look forward to providing you with more dynamic communication tools for immediate growth right here on the Evidence-Based Chiropractor.